93.7 KCLB Rocks has the only fully interactive radio program in Southern California. The best of the Jace Edwards radio program on 93.7 KCLB Rocks.
And in studio, the man, the myth, the legend, the most dangerous man in the world. I got to tell you, man, I watched 300, and I think that was a great portrayal of you, Ken Shamrock, right here in studio. If anybody is a true gladiator, a true warrior, you are it.
Well, man, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And by the way, I saw that movie. I saw it several times. That movie, 300, and Braveheart. Or two of my favorite movies, man. You want to talk about courage, dude? You're facing thousands and thousands of other guys, you know. You know you're going to die. And the dude's making jokes, right?
Yeah, and they're like,
How much are you going to challenge me?
Yeah. Wow, man. So I got to say, just real quick, I just want to go over your vast career. UFC 1, Royce Gracie. Did you ever think that that fight was going to propel all of this?
Well, just to take even 30 minutes backwards from the time me and Royce Gracie fought.
Right.
I mean, if you ever want to fight that's going to make a statement about what the UFC is and why it is where it is today, it was one fight that started it all. And that one fight was Gerard Godot and Emmanuel Toure. It was the big old 420-pound sumo guy and Gerard Godot, who was only 190-pound Sabat kickboxer, right?
I remember that. That was, wow.
Dude, you talked about a statement. Now, if it was me and Royce that fought, or first, because Royce choked his guy out, and then, of course, I leg-locked my guy, people, which they did, they were like, what was that? Boring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the very first fight of the UFC is what set the standard and said, you know what, this is real. It was when Gerard Godot went flying across the ring. Bam!
Bam!
He hits Emmanuel Toure in the mouth, drops him to his knees, kicks him in the mouth, the teeth go flying in the front row. And from that point on, people went, oh my God, this is for real. From that point on, brother, that set it right there, man. It couldn't get any realer than that.
That set the standard. You raised the bar again and again and again. It's like every time your name pops up, it's like you're doing something new, something bigger, something better than what you were doing 10 minutes ago. Now, okay, how many styles have you been trained in?
Oh, man.
I know, so many.
I can't count. I'll tell you, as long as I've been doing it, I've always been trying to learn something new.
Yeah?
So, I mean, I've studied in everything from jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu, sambo, wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, taekwondo, wrestling, straight wrestling, positioning, judo with throws from the gis. I mean, just you name it, everything. There's a discipline out there over the years that I've been fighting, I've touched on it.
And again, that's why I go back to 300. Right here, I am looking at the King of Sparta.
Yeah, we're using our fists and not swords, so I guess we have a longer lifespan.
Exactly.
If we lose a fight, we're not going to heaven.
Now, I know the injury list is really long as well. Is there something that you haven't broken or sprained?
No, dude, I've broken everything. I broke my neck when I was 17 years old. That
really?
Was yeah. I started out real young on snapping every bone in my body.
How did the neck break occur?
I was wrestling in high school. I picked the guy up over my head, went to take him down, and Matt slipped out. He fell on top of me, broke my neck. And you know, when I broke my neck, they told me that I would never play contact sports again. Yeah.
Where did you wrestle? Is it
Lassen High in Susanville, California?
That is awesome.
And, you know, I guess when you have that kind of demeanor like myself, well, you can't do something. Whatever.
Your morning will never be the same with the Jace Edwards radio program. 6 to 10, Monday through Friday on 93.7 KCLB Rocks.